ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question that we have been partially examining for the last couple of sessions. That question is related to the blessed month that we are in. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan has many virtues. One of the virtues of the month of Ramadan is that this is the only month in the Islamic calendar where it has been, where fasting has been made obligatory and necessary upon us and incumbent upon us. The question that we want to pose today is this: what are the virtues of fasting? Why is it that we have been obliged to fast in this holy month? What makes it so special? As you know, fasting is one of those acts of worship and acts of obedience which existed in, not only exists in Islam, but it also exists in almost all of the other religions. This is something that has been alluded to in the Holy Quran. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: O you who have faith, prescribed for you is fasting, as it was prescribed for those who were before you, so that you may be God-weary. The phrase, as it was prescribed for those who were before you, indicates that, you know, fasting is an act of worship that existed in previous religions as well. So this is one of the virtues of fasting. And it's a very principle and a very central act of worship. Now, the virtues of fasting, you know, we can divide them into two categories: those which are beneficial, the benefits of fasting as related to our spirit, the benefits that it has for our spirit and our soul, and also those that it has for our body. Fasting is good because for the soul, because it leads to, it leads us to gain a power by means of which we can control our carnal passions and our desires. In one beautiful hadith and tradition of the Holy Prophet, it's been narrated that he, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, "Fasting is incumbent upon you, for verily it severs the roots of desires and removes wildness." Right, so this is one of the spiritual virtues of fasting. As regards to its physical virtues, it's been narrated that he also said, "Everything has a zakat, and the zakat of the bodies is to fast. The charity of the bodies is to fast." But zakat also, it also implies growth. Like, so it could mean that by fasting, our bodies grow healthier and more stronger. This is probably what the Prophet implied when he said, "Fast and you will be healthy." This is the famous prophetic hadith: "Sumu tasihu." Fast, and if you fast, you will become healthy. And this is one of the physical and corporeal virtues and benefits of fasting. Another beautiful virtue of fasting is this: that when we're fasting, even if we are not like actively engaged in the remembrance of God, for example, let's say the person is fasting and he goes to, takes a nap, he's sleeping. Even while he's sleeping, God will record, this act of sleeping as an act of obedience for him. The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, has been narrated as having said, "The fasting person is in constant worship of Allah, even when he is sleeping in his bed, as long as he does not backbite a fellow Muslim." Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were examining what the virtues of fasting are in the light of the Quran and the prophetic traditions. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.